This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is out of the hospital, making his first public appearance on Wednesday. He was discharged from a Berlin, Germany hospital where doctors have said he was being treated for poisoning by a deadly nerve agent. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin last month after falling ill on a domestic flight in Siberia. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Navalny says he plans to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills. The United States began 3 days of tributes to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg Wednesday. Earlier in the morning, pallbearers carried her flag-draped coffin up the stairs of the Supreme Court building as her former law clerks lined the stairs. Mourners also lined up to pay their respects. Ginsburg in recent years became something of a pop icon for many Americans. Over the course of her long legal career, she championed gender equality and other liberal causes. She died on Friday at the age of 87. The Eiffel Tower was evacuated for several hours on Wednesday after police received a call suggesting a bomb had been placed there. A spokeswoman said Wednesday the Paris Monument had been searched and no explosives were found. The 131-year-old tower gets about 25,000 tourists daily in normal years, though visits are down this year because of the coronavirus travel restrictions. It occasionally closes because of suicide threats, bomb threats, and strikes. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office. An inauguration ceremony was held, officials did not announce in advance, was held on Wednesday. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital of Minsk with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official results of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's re-election. He said it was the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. Lithuania's foreign minister called the inauguration a farce. A prominent opposition activist compared the ceremony to a gathering of thieves and refused to recognize Lukashenko as the president of Belarus. Mozambique has asked the European Union for support in taking on a wave of militant attacks in the country's north. Reuters reports the attacks are by rebels with links to the Islamic State. While there has been violence for the last couple of years, recent attacks have picked up pace with insurgents seizing important towns for brief periods and hitting military and other key targets. The Portuguese news agency Lusa said on Tuesday Mozambique had written to EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell to ask for help in training its armed forces to battle the insurgency. An EU spokesperson confirmed on Wednesday the bloc had received a letter from Mozambique's foreign ministry and said a reply would be prepared and sent in due time. A vehicle that could be large enough to carry an intercontinental ballistic missile has been spotted at a North Korean parade training site. That's according to a U.S. research organization. And the latest evidence, Pyongyang may use an upcoming political anniversary to showcase missile technology. Website 38 North says commercial satellite imagery from Tuesday revealed a probable missile-related vehicle at the Miram parade training ground. Some analysts predict North Korea might unveil a new solid-fuel ICBM at the parade. The parade is expected October 10th, the 75th anniversary of the founding of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party of Korea. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was a major topic Tuesday. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 960,000 deaths. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.